Welcome to the Kids Matter Podcast. This is Ryan Frank, and thank you so much for tuning in. I have a housekeeping item as we kick off today's episode, and that is I'm all by myself. You might be thinking, where is Beth? Where is Corey? Where's Nicole? I thought that y'all four hosted the Kids Matter Podcast. Well, we have some exciting changes happening at Kids Matter. We are launching Kids Matter Pro, a brand new version of Kids Matter Pro, on April 2nd. And with Kids Matter Pro, you get access to a member-only podcast. The four of us are moving away from the Kids Matter podcast, and we are going to be hosting together the member-only podcast for everybody who's a part of Kids Matter Pro. Now, if you are watching this after or listening after April 2nd, go to kidsmatter.com/pro, and you can learn all about the new Kids Matter Pro, and you can start your free trial for 30 days. Now, prior to April 2nd, don't go to that website. There's nothing there. Just be ready. In the meantime, we are relaunching the Kids Matter podcast, where it is going to become a weekly podcast with yours truly, Ryan Frank, and I'm going to interview somebody different every week, somebody from the Kidmen community, and even people outside of the Kidmen community. They're going to be shorter 30-minute podcasts, again, to add, hopefully, a lot of value to you personally and professionally in your children's ministry journey. So if you've loved the conversations with Ryan, Beth, Corey, and Nicole Jones, make sure that you are a part of Kids Matter Pro. Kids Matter Pro. And we're going to be hosting this brand new Kids Matter Pro member-only podcast. And stay tuned to the Kids Matter podcast, where you're at right now. You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you listen to your podcast. And every week, I'll be your host, and I'll be interviewing a fascinating person, including today. I'm going to be talking to Catherine Faraday. Catherine is the children's pastor at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. This is one of the largest churches in the United States. It is ginormous. Catherine came to the Kids Matter Conference last year with her team. She's coming back this year. She's leading a breakout. She's writing an article in our summer issue of Kids Matter magazine. And today we talked about ministering to families through grief and loss. This is something that if you're in kids ministry, you know kids will show up. They do. And mom and dad have gotten a divorce. Grandma's died. Someone's got cancer. I mean, these kids are dealing with so much in the area of grief, loss. And Catherine and I had a wonderful conversation today about, you know, key insights and strategies that we need to understand as we help families deal with grief and loss. We also talked about creating supportive environments in our ministries to help families navigate these difficult times. And then we even talked about the kids themselves. So what can we do to help kids themselves understand and process grief in a healthy way? Then she talked about some fun things. I don't know if fun's the right word, but some creative things that they have done in their ministry, like family grief workshops. They've created resources to help their parents. And she shares a lot of these ideas with you. This is a fascinating conversation. I'm so glad that you've tuned into today's Kids Matter podcast. Again, I talked today with Catherine Faraday from Southeast Christian Church about ministering to families through grief and loss. And I do want to encourage you to check out the Kids Matter Pro member-only podcast. Now, here's the thing. You can really only access the podcast if you are a member of Kids Matter Pro. So if you're listening to this prior to April 2nd, please be patient. April 2nd is when we unlock the brand new kidsmatter.com, the brand new Kids Matter Pro membership site, and the brand new Kids Matter Pro member-only podcast. Up until April 2nd, hang tight. After April 2nd, get signed up. You can try it for free for 30 days. Know that you're going to love it. Friends, thanks again for tuning in to today's Kids Matter podcast. Here is my conversation with Catherine Faraday. Hey, what's up, Catherine? Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Ryan. Glad to be here.
Hey, great to see your smiling face. If you don't know Catherine Faraday, you're in for a treat today. Catherine is a great Kidmen leader. and works at a great church not too far from where Beth and I live in Kids Matter HQ in Louisville, Southeast Christian Church. And we are going to dig into such an important topic today. But first, Catherine, I would love for you to just take a minute, tell us about yourself, your family, and even your ministry journey.
Yeah, so I live here in Louisville. I'm originally from the Indianapolis area up near you guys.
Yeah.
My husband grew up in Louisville. We have two daughters. They're both in middle school at the same time. And it's softball season, so they keep us nice and busy. I actually love parenting teenagers. I'm surprised because people talk about it, about how tough it is, but I find it to be a really sweet age. So I love being a girl mom and doing all the girl things. My husband and the dog, you know, they're the guys of the house. And so they come along. I love the journey that God brought me on to bring me into children's ministry. I started, my first time I ever served in the church was with my parents, with the toddlers in the nursery at church. So that really was my first ever experience in the church, was in kids ministry. Had no idea what God had in store for my future. I got an education degree. I did some broadcast journalism things. I did some marketing. And God knew what he was preparing me for. I didn't. And I got a call. I was teaching in the classroom at a Christian school here in town and got a call saying, hey, would you come interview for this job? And I was like, wait, me, what? And like God often does, he kind of pulled me out from where I was and put me where he wanted me. I thought maybe he's testing me. He just wants me to go through these interviews and, you know, take a step of obedience. And, you know, of course, he put me in this role and I just love it. I've seen God use my gifts in a way that I didn't even know they could be used. And only God can take that and do that. So
I love that. And if you're not familiar, and so how long ago was it that you came on church staff?
It's about 3 years ago. I served in the church for about 8 years before coming on staff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this is not a little church. So around here, I mean, everybody calls it, what, Six Flags Over Jesus or something like that.
Yeah, that's one of the names.
Yes, it is a huge church.
Yeah.
With, I mean, you really pastor a mega church of kids and leaders and volunteers, and you do such a great job.
Thank you.
If you're not connected with Catherine on social media, please do that. She's part of our I Love Kid Men Facebook community. And today, Catherine, we're talking about ministering to families through grief and loss, which I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about at the Kids Matter Conference this fall. It's such an important topic because the reality is, if you're in kids ministry, if you're leading kids and families, this is going to be something that we each encounter, right? Because kids are encountering grief and loss on a regular basis. Like what kind of grief and loss are they facing?
Gosh, in kids ministry, it's all encompassing because, as you know, we're serving the parents, we're serving our volunteer leaders, and we're serving the children. We have children facing the loss of a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle. We've seen a lot of children lose their parents. Post pandemic, we have a lot more addiction and things like that happening. We've seen several children lose parents due to overdose and some other just really, really tragic things. Yep. Cancer, of course. And then you also have the loss of children themselves, whether it be a family in your church who loses a baby at birth or loses a child due to an accident or a serious illness. And so these things have a tendency to also hit the entire community. And you have an opportunity, which we're going to talk a little bit, I know, later, Ryan, about some ways you can reach your community through grief. But kids today are facing it, I would say, more than ever. It's always been present. But if you're in ministry, you're going to come across this.
Yeah. And, you know, as difficult as it is, and as much as we hate that kids have to experience grief, pain, that families have to work through this, as difficult as it is to pastor people through it, it does create some great ministry opportunities, doesn't it? Because you're ministering people during a very difficult, sensitive time. So let's just jump right in, Catherine. So you're talking to kids pastors, children's ministry leaders, In your experience, what are some key insights or strategies that will help us minister to kids and families during these difficult times?
Yeah, Ryan, you know, one of the things that I had to learn right away was just jump in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like this is just a really intimate moment with a family and you feel like an intruder mm-hmm. in some way, especially me at a large church. I might be walking into a hospital room of a family I have met one time or maybe haven't even met before, yeah. but I have never had anyone ask me to leave or act like I wasn't welcome. They've always just yeah. cried tears and thanked me for being there and ministering to them in those mm-hmm. times. You know, you can feel the room, you know, when it's time to leave. But go ahead and jump in. Don't be shy. I think that's super important. Some people want to wait. Don't wait. Go be there. The minute you get that phone call while things are messy, mm-hmm. that's what Jesus did. He jumped right into the mess. And so that is a big encouragement that I would give other people. And then also adults tend to have a lot of support. People tend to really focus on the adults mm-hmm. and they forget about the kids. And so, especially if you're a children's minister like myself, I'm not going to ignore the adults, but I'm going to come and really focus on the children. If I'm in a funeral home, I'm going to go straight to the child first. I'm going to go talk to that child. I'm going to sit with them. I'm going to bring them a book. I'm going to answer their questions, you know, because, you know, Great Aunt Ethel told me that so-and-so yeah. got angel wings, and I'm going to answer their questions and point them back to God's word. So just really focus on those kids. Know your resources. I think that's key. Know who those counselors are in your community. Know the guidance counselors at your local schools. Know the people in your church who, you know how to work through grief. Know if there's another church in the area that has a grief support group. Know yeah. what resources are available so that when that time comes for someone you're ministering to, you're prepared and you're ready. I think those are all important. And then the most important thing is to know that God will equip you. I have walked into many a room praying on my way, walking in, Lord, please equip me. Lord, give me the words. I don't know what to say. Yes. And he's never let me down. He has always provided. I've prayed prayers that I'm like, I know that was the Holy Spirit because I have no idea where those words came from.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Well, those are good points. I mean, that could be a breakout at the conference, and it's going to be, isn't it? Because I mean, really, you could help people unpack those three or four or five points you just shared, mm-hmm. because that's really where, I mean, that's just good stuff. And I love how you started it and then how you ended it, starting with, hey, jump in, just be there. And sometimes, you know, you might be overwhelmed thinking, I don't know what to say. I don't know what they want me to say, but a lot of times it's just your presence, isn't it? Just the fact you're there.
Yes.
And then the good news is kind of in it is to lean in on the Lord, like you're there, but lean in on the Lord for strength and mm-hmm. and guidance as you help these people. Catherine, thoughts about creating a supportive environment within our churches or our communities for mm-hmm. people who are navigating grief? How do you create these kind of a supportive environment like the church really ought to be when we look, you know, back at the book of Acts and what we all need? How do we do that? Thoughts?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to the first thing I said, like talk about it. A lot of people are scared to talk about it. This mm-hmm. is something we know is going to touch literally every single person that sets foot in your church. Yeah. Every child, every adult is at some point going to be grieving a loss. Mm-hmm. And so as a church to talk about it, have support groups, if you're able, you know, like you said, we're a large church and we are so blessed to have a really robust care ministry where we offer a grief support group every single week that's open to the community. And if you're at a smaller church, it may be that you partner with another church to offer something like that. But make sure it's known that you're there, show up. And, you know, I think something too is like other churches sometimes are scared to work together. And that's something that I really highly value is collaborating with other people in the community. And so sometimes people are part of more than one church in their community in various ways, or they have a friend that goes to another church and that church church wants to bring a meal. And, you know, I think just working together as the body of Christ to make sure that the families have the support they need is important. I set reminders in my calendar to check back with people on the anniversary of a death. There's someone on my team who's a widow, and every year I just bring her flowers on that day. And I think just saying the person's name and talking about it has a lot of value to show people that you're a supportive place.
Yeah. And that's so neat that you do that. And what a great idea just to set a reminder on your phone or on your calendar to pop up. And what's it take you but 2 minutes to reach out to somebody? And I'm praying for you today. And that can really mean the world, can it, to somebody who is struggling so hard, but as far as they know, everybody else has forgot about it and moved on. Yeah. And you have remembered this day, and you are reaching out and you're being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah. Being there long-term I think is key, because they're going to have all kinds of people bringing meals for probably a month or two. And then that sharply drops.
Yeah.
And when they see you as the church being there and continuing to walk by their side, and not, you know, not downplaying how they feel and what they're going through, I think that's really important.
Catherine, can we shift gears and let's focus on the kids themselves? So, kids, you know, a kid shows up to church, mom and dad have gotten a divorce, grandma's died, mom has cancer. How do we help kids as kidmen leaders? How do we help kids understand and process grief in a healthy manner? And I know this is probably something that, I mean, this could probably be a whole seminar for, you know, how do we talk about this in just a couple minutes on a podcast? But do you have some thoughts that you could encourage these kidmen leaders with?
Yeah, I think, first of all, understand that their parents may be so focused on what's going on that that child, you may be the only person really intentionally checking on that child. If their parent just got diagnosed with cancer themselves, they're trying to process through that. And that can be a really beautiful way to serve that family, is to love on that child. And then children process grief in a totally different way than adults may expect. And so not judging them for that. I think, you know, sometimes kids, they'll get shamed by someone if they're playing joyfully at a funeral or in a hospital room and they're being goofy and silly. And people are like, oh, you know, you should be sad right now. But it's going to come and go in waves. And, you know, other things you may see is kids regress in behaviors. Maybe they've made some progress in some sort of a behavior, like potty training is a big one. A lot of times you'll see kids regress in potty training if they're younger. You may see them acting out and like angry outbursts, a child who's never done that before, being angry. They just, you know, scientifically, their brains are not developed enough to truly comprehend it. And so weird things are going to come out, and you just have to kind of be there with them through it all. Teaching them that God is big enough for any of their questions and feelings. Sometimes they have unintentionally been taught like, well, God just wants to hear the good things, or, you know, that's not okay. It's not okay to tell God you're mad about something. But God is big, and he wants us to bring everything to him. If you read the Psalms, you see that over and over. We can bring any feelings to him. So I think also just helping them come and sit at the feet of Jesus together and modeling that for them is really helpful.
Man, that's so good, Catherine. One thing you're going to talk about, and you know, I know this is something that's close to your heart, and we're doing a podcast about it today. I've already teased up that, Lord willing, you're going to do a breakout on this topic at the Kids Matter Conference this fall. And then I text you yesterday and asked you to write an article about this in the magazine for our summer issue, because this is not only is it something that's so close to your heart, but this is something that really we need to be aware of as kidmen leaders and be better equipped to help kids with. You know, one thing that you're going to talk about in the magazine article and at the conference is something that you call a family grief workshop. Will you talk to us about this? What is a family grief workshop? What are the outcomes of that? And what would that look like for the podcast listeners?
Well, you know, we've all seen in different communities, different tragedies strike that really affect the community at large. Anytime a child dies for any reason, that's typically going to impact the community at large. But if there's violence involved or just something really unexpected, devastated. You know, the whole community is grieving, even people who didn't know the child. I think sometimes when it hits close to home, you just have that feeling of, gosh, that was a child at my kid's school or a kid in my neighborhood, and that could happen to me. And what you find is a whole entire community grieving. And this is a great time for the church to step in. You know, so often we have different secular organizations meeting some needs, and you see that and you're like, well, the church should be all up in that. You know, the church really should be stepping in. And so we did a family grief workshop for, we did have, unfortunately, in the last year, a tragedy strike in our community. And, you know, one thing we did is we planned it at a location close as possible to where most of the people were. So we hosted that at one of our other campuses. We brought in anybody we could in the community, some of our Christian counselors who are children's counselors and who specialize in grief. And we did it kind of part seminar where we were educating parents on things your child might ask, things your child might feel, the journey they might go on. And we talked a little bit about the adults. We did some hands-on activities where we helped the kids kind of get some of those feelings out, and they could do that in a, you know, in a safe place at a table with their family and some trusted friends. And it was great. We had some teachers come out from the community, and just different people that were trying to work through that. And it was really a beautiful thing to offer as the church. So hopefully we don't have the occasion to offer that often. We don't want to have more occasions to do that.
Right,
but it was great outreach too, just to let people know, kind of like we said earlier, that the church is here for you in all of these things.
Yeah, I love it. And you're passionate about resourcing families in particular and kids through grief. And I know you have shared with me some links I'm going to put into the show notes so that you can download these for yourself. But will you tell us about some of these resources that you've shared with me that we're going to share with the podcast listeners?
Yeah. So I created, previous to that workshop, as we were working with all of these families, we had a whole baseball team I was going to go visit. And I wanted to get something in the parents' hands to help them walk through this with their child. So created just a one sheet page that's just some tips as your child is grieving, helping them understand maybe some helpful hands-on things they could do with their child, some things they might see, things to look for, to know, you know, is your child stuck? Do they maybe need some professional help? Yeah. And of course, we then at the very bottom have a phone number to connect them to our care ministry at our church. So we have that resource that you're welcome to use. And I know Ryan's going to link that. We have a couple other things we've used, you know, some books I've read. I actually grabbed a book at the Kids Matter Conference this past year. That was really, really great. And then we have a journal, a grief journal for children, that has been something I've actually sat and done with some children if their parents just weren't able to, but also they can take home and do that with their parents, and just record some memories and different things like that. So there's really a lot of things you can put in parents' hands to help them, because they don't know what to do either. They're like, what do I do? You know?
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Catherine, what a great conversation. Thank you so much for your desire, not only help the kids and families in your own church that are impacted by grief or loss, but you're also passionate about helping other kidmen leaders and other churches. I'm so grateful to you. I'm thankful to read your article in the magazine this summer, as well as hearing what you have to share at the Kids Matter Conference this fall. I always like to end the podcast with two questions. Number one, Catherine, I would love to hear from you. What's your favorite Bible story and what makes it your favorite?
All right, I'm ready. I really had to think about this one. I'm glad you told me it was coming, you know, because I've heard the podcast before and had to prepare. Yep. So I think I'm going to go with the parting of the Red Sea, because I feel like in life and in ministry, God uses this story so many times to remind me, you know, you've got Pharaoh and his army coming on one side and this body of water on the other side. And what does he say? He says, you know, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And how many times are we in that situation where we see no solution? We just see problems every direction, but God has in mind something totally different and way better and way cooler than what we could have ever imagined. So I think I'd have to go with that, because he likes to remind me of that every time I'm facing a problem.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've asked a lot of people on the podcast this question, and I think you're the first one to mention this as a favorite Bible story.
Yeah, but it's fun to tell kids,
amazing Bible story.
Like, I'm like, imagine walking through that. Like, was
Can you
there just like
imagine?
fish you could see? Was it
I
like just like
know.
being in a big aquarium?
I know.
Every time I'm at an aquarium, I'm like, is this what it looked like? I don't know. I wish
Honestly, yes.
I
It's
did.
an
Yeah.
amazing God we serve. All right, then finally, and we'll wrap up with this one. What's something big that you're working on right now?
Well, next Friday, we are hosting a team leader retreat. So these are some lay leaders within our
Okay.
ministry. So they lead other leaders who serve with us. And we are taking a Friday night to have them in. We are going to do some innovating, some brainstorming, inviting them in to actually identify maybe some places that they can help us solve problems and giving them some ownership in that. So it's the first time we've done that with our team leaders. So really excited. Excited just to love on them, invest in them, but also to invite them in and have them link arms with us in solving some problems. I think that
How
ownership is going to
fun.
really help them feel valued and really special because they are. So,
I love that. I
yeah.
just read a couple weeks ago, I forget where, it's not a Ryan Frank quote, but somebody said, if you want your leaders to buy in, they need to weigh in. And
Yeah.
I love that that's what you're doing. You're giving some lay leaders a chance to weigh in on something. And
Yeah.
hopefully as a result, they'll buy in and be ready to go to the next level with you. So,
Right. Can't wait.
well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Catherine Faraday. You might have met Catherine at the Kids Matter conference last year. Connect with her on social media. Look for her article in the Kids Matter magazine this summer and plan to connect with her at the Kids Matter conference this fall. You're bringing a team with you to the conference too, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I'm bringing my whole team. Actually, I'm bringing some other kids ministry leaders from surrounding churches too. They were like, "Hey, can we come hang with you guys?" I'm like, "Yes,
How
come
cool.
on, yeah."
And how far is Evansville from Louisville? Is it 2 hours?
I think it's maybe an hour and 45 minutes. It's
Yeah,
not too
that's not
bad at
bad.
all. So
No.
yeah, extra easy. So
Have
yeah,
you ever been to Evansville before?
I can't say that I've been to Evansville.
I never had either.
Not a lot of
Yeah.
like tourist attractions in Evansville. I
No,
don't know,
there's not. But
but. Home of the Kids Matter Conference. Maybe you guys will get a plaque
there you go.
on
Hey,
the
you know
claim to
what?
fame of Evansville.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
You
Exactly.
never
You never
know.
know.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine, thanks so much. Keep up the great work. And
Thank
so
you,
grateful
Ryan.
that you joined us on the podcast today.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.